Hello.
Hi, Jeff.
Yeah, who is this?
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
I called you guys many times to help me with my promotion in Google. Nobody couldn't help me. I don't know if you can see in the system.
What help were you asking for the promotion on Google?
Because sometimes nighttime, nobody can see my company on Google. When you get out of the area, like 2, 3, 4 miles away, just city, nobody can
okay.
see my company. And I tried to disconnect my, finish my promotion. I spoke to the supervisor. They didn't do anything. So that's why I canceled my debit card.
I
called four times. Four times I called you guys, but nobody can help me. It's a little hard to get in touch with you guys.
I want to let you know, Jeffrey, that if this account ever were to cancel, it's going to dramatically affect your business because everything that we've done in getting you ranked on Google would deactivate. So in the time that you've been with us, your company has already been found on the first page of Google 5,043 times, and you've had 103 clicks to your website. So you've probably gotten a ton of work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
Yes, and the map. I have a Google Ads. I'm paying my ads on the map. Every week, every month, I have another ad in the map. That's how people find me. But before I get with you guys, I used to have like 25, 30,000 views a month.
Okay.
And after that, go ahead.
Did you decrease your budget? Because you said you were paying for ads in the map. So did you decrease your budget that you're doing on your own? By chance?
Yes, because I was paying you guys, and you guys promised me you're going to post pictures in Facebook, Instagram, Google Ads, Google Maps, and the business, Google Business. And
yes.
In 3 or 4 months, I never see any help from you guys.
Okay.
I don't know if you can see that.
I'm looking at the Google Business page right now, and it has images on it, so I don't know.
That's from me. That's from my own.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah, all the pictures, all the videos is from my own. I'm doing, like, when I have time to do it.
Yes.
But there's no reason you're not to be paying you guys if you're not doing any updates or anything for my company.
Well, do you want us to put stock photos on there? Because if you don't give us pictures and you don't update them yourself through the dashboard, then all we can do is put stock photos. And some people don't like stock photos because it's not an actual representation of their company, right? So I want to let you know that all of the edits, they're all free of charge, meaning included in the package. But typically we don't, you know, remove people's actual photos and put stock photos unless they ask us to, right? So if you want us to go on your website and pull off some more images and upload those to your Google Business page, that's an easy fix. We can do that for you, you know. But I don't think that you want to maybe replace these with stock photos. But I do go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I want to give you some options because you say that you called 4 times to cancel. However, I don't see that was ever completed. So a couple of things is we can't cancel an account with a past due balance. However, there's a couple of things I can do to make things more affordable, and I'm confident that you're going to want to keep it once you see the results of the packages we're doing. Because I want you to understand one thing, Jeffrey, is it's not like somebody did programming initially, got you ranking on the first page, and then the account's been sitting there for 6 months and no one's done anything to it. Because Google changes their algorithms daily. I've seen it happen as frequently as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So every time a new revision comes through, you have a team of technicians here that goes in and updates the data and refreshes it, and that's how we ensure that you never fall off the first page. So there's hundreds of hours of programming that goes into this package every single month. But one option that you do have is I could put you into friends and family pricing of $249 monthly. That would at least save you $50 off of your past due balance. And then $100 of that amount goes to Google Ads. So if you're doing Google Ads on your own, you don't have to pay that extra $100 to us, right? So I could take those off, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. Now, with that package, you're still on the first page of Google locally. You're still on the first page of Bing. All of the directories stay up and running. We actually have you programmed into 46 directories, which include Yelp, Yellow Pages, Facebook, YouTube, City Search, Super Pages. You name it, your business is there. So all of that will stay active. And you'll stay actively listed on the mobile platform, which means your business will still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So a lot of people will go to a package like that, you know, especially if they hit a tight spot, because you could always call back later and put those ads on if you wanted to.
Yeah, that would be good. That was, they told me in the beginning, but look like no word was not working. A lot of people keep calling me and they say you're never showing a first page. They want to promote my company. I say I already have with Local Splash, and they say it looks like they're not doing a good job because you don't show on the first page. Like right now,
those are scam calls, because they're going to call you and tell you, oh, you're not on the first page. We can't find you. Because if they tell you the truth that you're coming up on the first page in a spotlight position, I just put in junk removal, Jersey City, New Jersey. Google shows me right under the search bar that there's 6,010,000 results under that keyword phrase. Spartan's Demolition and Junk Removal is in a spotlight position on the second listing on the first page out of over 6 million options. So if
like
people called
about,
you...
I'm sorry. Like, what about if I get out of Jersey City? Because right now I'm in Newark, New Jersey. It's like maybe 2 miles away from Jersey City. If you put junk removal near me, my company is like never show. Like maybe number 75 or 76 in the list.
Okay. So in order to get on the first page locally for Newark, you have to have a Newark address that you pin verify through Google. That's why you're not showing in the maps in Newark. However, for the Google ads that we've been running for you, we set a radius for those ads. So, 1 second, because the system's loading the results. So, of the 5,043 times you were found in the ads, 2,092 came from New York, 199 Staten Island, 119 Jersey City, 112 Newark, Brooklyn 79, Yonkers 62, Elizabeth, New Jersey 60, Patterson, New Jersey 59, so on and so forth. So there's 245 areas that you're getting a reach with those ads, okay? So that's the only way that you can get on the first page in Newark is you have to do the pay-per-click ads. So what I would recommend, Jeff, is $100 of your subscription does go directly to pay for those ads. And like I said, I'll still put you into friends and family pricing of $249 monthly, But what I would recommend is rather than setting it at a radius where you're, you know, hitting 245 different areas, maybe pick 3 to 5 targeted areas, like say Newark, a couple of areas that you know that you would like to show on the first page, and we can modify the ads to show just in those areas. Because it could be eating up your budget that you're having it as a radius, that, you know, it's getting a reach of too many places. Because how those ads work is we take $100 and we send it directly to Google. We set a daily cap at somewhere around $3 a day, okay? And that's a good thing. That's to stretch out the budget for the whole month and make sure that you never get an unexpected $1,000 bill at the end of the month, right? That would never happen because we put a cap on it. So each month, your ads go up in all the designated areas. That's free. You don't pay anything for it, okay? But once people start clicking on you, let's say the pay-per-click rate is $1 and you have a $3 a day max budget. After 3 people click on you, you'll rotate off and someone else will rotate on. And again, that's a good thing. That will prevent you from having an unexpected bill. But in the morning, your ads go up in all the designated areas. That's free. But if you're showing in 245 areas, it could be that your ads go up at 6 in the morning and by 6:30 you've already rotated off the page because you've already had 3 clicks in such a large area. You see what I mean? So it's a lot more beneficial that, you know, let's say I have a business that's in Los Angeles and I want to target Hollywood and Beverly Hills because I know those are high-end areas. It would be much better for you to just pick like the targeted areas that you want your ads to show, and then we can modify that campaign. That way you would get more bang for your buck in Newark and in the specific areas that you want to actually show in. You see what I mean? But you wouldn't be there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with unlimited clicks unless you had an address there. So you'd have to do the paid ads in those areas.
Oh, okay.
Mhm. Yeah, so I think maybe the radius, it was eating up your budget too quickly and you weren't getting calls from where's like if you had to pick like your top 3 or your top 5 areas that you'd like to show in other than Jersey City, what would those be?
Which ones I have right now?
So, right now there's 245 areas. It's set at a radius. So there's New York, Staten Island, Jersey City, Newark, Brooklyn, Yonkers, Elizabeth, Patterson, Hempstead, New York, New Bergen, New Jersey, Edison, New Jersey, Morristown, New Jersey, Union, Upper Saddle River, Woodridge Township, Clifton, Bronx, Wayne, Teaneck, Montclair, Middletown, Fairfield, South Plainfield. I'm only on the first 24, and there's 245.
Okay, we don't have that.
So that's why I say, make that radius a little bit dense, you know, make it a little bit smaller, or just pick targeted areas to run the ads, and that way you'll get much more bang for your buck rather than just having it set at a big radius. A big radius like you have for 245 areas, I mean, it's not bad to set it up that way, but usually people that set it up that way put in a larger budget. They say, oh, we want to do $1,000 a month in the ads because they know that they're in such a large area, probably that $100 budget wouldn't go very far. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a good thing you're explaining me that because before I called many times to ask for help or people who can explain me like the way you're doing right now. It was a little hard to talk to people.
Oh, well, thank you. That's a nice compliment that, you know, I'm happy that I took the time to understand, you know, what your concern was and that I was able to explain it to you, you know. So if you want, we can even play around with that budget a little bit if you wanted to. You know, you could keep it at the 249 package, which has 100, and then maybe add an additional $100 in there and say, hey, I want to try it for that additional $100. So this month I have a $6 a day budget, and I want to see how it goes. But either way, I'd like to show you how to get up on your client dashboard so that you can see the results that you're getting, you know, from this program. Because you're a smart business person, and, you know, if you spend a dollar and you get 10 back, you're going to want to spend that dollar every single time, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and based on the results that you're getting, it looks like you're getting a ton of work out of this.
Okay,
so do you...
Yeah, you say you can give me for $250 a month. That would be a little better for me. And what do you recommend me to do with the ads I have? I should cancel or put in pause?
So the ads that you have, if you're running them, it's not like you're throwing that money down the toilet, because you're just getting an extra budget through ads that you're running on your own, okay? So if you wanted to truly track the revenue that you're getting just as a result of this program that has nothing to do with the ads that you run, then absolutely you can put your ads on pause, and then you can see when you get a call, you know it's coming as a result of this program. So that might be something that you want to do on your end just so that you can test the activity, but you don't have to. If you continue running your ads, it won't conflict with what we're doing.
Okay.
Okay, so let me ask you, I'll get the payment up to speed and I'll put you into that friends and family pricing, so I know that that will save you a lot, you know, over the long run. And then for the new payment method, is it still the same billing address on 89 Jefferson Avenue?
Yes, everything's the same.
Okay, and then Jeffrey, the old card that we had was in Maria's name. So does this one still say Maria, or does it have your name on it?
This one has my name.
Okay. Any middle name or initial, or is it just Jeffrey Torres?
Jeffrey Torres.
Okay, and then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
So 4085.
Okay.
4040.
Got it.
2744.
Okay.
1355.
Okay, expiration?
725.
And the code on the back?
297.
Okay.
So
I will get
this car right now, today?
I'm just going to do the 249. I'm going to make that adjustment for you. And then I will grandfather you into that new pricing moving forward, so you won't have to worry about it going up in the future. So just
okay.
Bear with me
Thank
here,
you.
And I'll get... Okay, good. I got the green light on the payment, so you're good to go there. And then do you want me to let the technicians know to you know, make that area for the ads a little bit smaller so that you get more business out of Newark?
Not exactly newer. I'm in Newark right now, but I'm always different areas. So I think it's good the way we have right now.
Okay, we'll leave it the way it is right now. Okay,
yeah.
So you're good to go, Jeffrey. I'm going to send you a fresh email. We sent this back to you again in April, but I want to send it to you now. Login credentials to your advanced reporting. So when you have a moment, you can go on your dashboard and you can see the results that you're getting, okay?
So to you guys, if I want you guys to post more of my pictures or videos, should I send you to the dash every time I have pictures?
Yes, you can, or you can send it to support@localsplash.com. Do you have a moment where I can show you how to get on the dashboard right now?
No, right now. I'm on the phone and I was driving, so I stopped a little while.
Okay. So what I will tell you is I sent you the email with the login for the dashboard. It's just a username and a password. It's super easy to get in. It's just like checking an email, okay? Once you get into the dashboard, you'll see some tabs at the top that say home, leads, website, listing, all the way to the right, there'll be a tab that says business info. So if you click on that tab, that's the page that you can make edits on your site. So you can send over pictures, you can put in a new description, you can change your hours of operation. Any updates that you'd like to make on your campaign, you can do that directly from the dashboard. And if you like, I can have someone from customer support reach out to you, you know, within the next day or so when you have more time, and they can show you how to do that.
Okay, please.
Okay, so I'll send the message over to that department. When I send that message, they will call within one business day. So you might get a call later on this afternoon, or they might call you tomorrow. But either way, someone will be reaching out to you, okay?
Okay, and one more thing. I'm going to take a couple of weeks off. There's any way you guys can put on hold or close or vacations from the 15th to the 29th?
Okay, let me put a note here. Please pause ad. I'll put please pause ads from the 15th to the 29th, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna be
okay.
On vacation.
Good. Okay. So when you come back from vacation, if there's more money in the budget because they paused it for 2 weeks, that money will roll over into next month. So that will actually benefit you. Also, where are you going on your vacation? That's super exciting. 2 weeks is a long time.
South America.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm jealous. I wish I could, I'd crawl in your suitcase and come with you. Oh, man, that's awesome. You'll probably be sitting somewhere with a little umbrella in your drink enjoying yourself, right?
I hope.
Oh, good for you. You know, I talk to so many business owners that tell me, I work 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I always tell them, well, you have to take some time to enjoy it. So that makes me very happy that you're taking some time to enjoy it. That's what life's all about, right?
Yep.
Yep. Okay, you got it. So customer support will call you back with dashboard assistance, and then I'm going to pause those ads from the 15th to the 29th. That way you don't have to worry about, you know, utilizing the program when you're not around, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. Have a great rest of your week, too.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.